Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
To give your home a simple but effective autumn makeover, our Home Squad are with us to give you some tips on, well, how to do it, most importantly, on a budget. Jenny Sheehan, Irish Examiner columnist and former winner of Home of the Year, and Emma Delaney, senior interior designer with April and the Bear, are both with me in studio today. Happy Halloween, ladies.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah. I notice more and more, Emma, on Instagram, the number of people who change their home interiors to match the seasons.
Absolutely. What? Absolutely. It's getting so much bigger now, I think, in Ireland especially, if whether it's inexpensive changes, whether it's textiles as well, or maybe you want to go the extra mile and do like a paint kind of accent wall or something like that. But it's definitely a lot more popular now in Ireland.
What are they doing, Jenny?
I was just saying to Emma before the show, there you can get seasonal decorators in to completely redo your house if you want. Like, this is a full scale paint changes.
No, in my head, this happens in America, right?
Oh, 100%. Totally. But I mean, it's coming
here,
our way inevitably,
yeah.
Surely.
And what are they doing? So, like, is it just buying the Christmas cushion?
So there's a lot you can do. I mean, the soft furnishings is always the easiest one to swap out. So if you are someone who's really seasonal and you just want to change your house, cushions are the easiest one. And it can just be cushion covers. You don't have to buy a whole new cushion.
Small changes.
I would struggle to store a whole swath of cushions. Obviously, soft furnishings, so throws are the easiest thing as well. What I love to do is swap out some prints. So I have some kind of seasonal prints and I have a picture wall, and it's really easy to just put up and down different ones, different colours. Because things fade into the background, don't they? Like, there's no 100%. Harm mixing it up every now and then and just having a little change of scenery and making things a bit spooky.
What do you advise people to do, Emma?
I would say if you're looking on a tight budget and you're going for something that you don't want to spend too much, I would say textiles, cushions, things like that, candles, lanterns, something to make the space feel a bit cozier.
Yeah.
You're also going to be, like, you know, using your dimmers if you have your dimmers, you know, to make all the ambience kind of come through. But I think definitely if you have a larger budget, bringing in paint colours is great. If you want to change out the colour palette of the house and maybe change even just one room in particular, doing the whole house might be a bit overkill.
Yeah. What are autumnal colours?
Autumnal, so you've got your burnt orange, your kind of reds, your terracottas, your browns as well. Orange is lovely though.
So nice.
It's just so effective, you know.
Listener here is wondering, yes, you are the right people to settle this debate once and for all. I want to paint our hallway an autumnal rust colour. My husband though says it's going to look silly in the spring and the summer. What are your thoughts?
I don't know if rust ever goes out of style. Like, yeah. I think any of those earthy colours are always, always, always going to work. And
totally.
I think a rust, it can be a pretty strong colour. So what I would do is actually completely override your husband and totally lean into it. I'd saturate the entire hallway. I'd go, you know, full ceiling and really lean into it. Because in Ireland, that's never going to look too strange.
So rust in my mind is kind of like a dirty orange, isn't it? It's like a slight brown.
A nice dirty orange.
Yeah. But isn't it? That's like, I'm trying to picture
goldy orange.
Oh, yeah. Really? Yeah. So maybe it's not as like I think of it as the orange family of terracotta. That colour that haunts me from the 90s that every house went. Do you remember at one stage?
I know. But I think as well with the paints, it's kind of very important to have three similar shades. Pop them on the walls and then throughout the day see how the natural light is reacting with the actual space, and you'll know for sure which of the three, say two or three, I wouldn't go any more than three, is the one to pick, you know, because every space is so different in terms of how the natural light acts with the paint. So that would be my recommendation and tip, is get maybe three maximum paint shades, little sample pots, and pop them on the wall and see. Maybe your husband will be taken away.
What any particular shades you'd recommend in that family? Or brands that you'd suggest they look
there's
at?
There's a beautiful couple of shades in that family by Farrelly & Co. They're an Irish paint company. They have gorgeous
lovely
stuff. And actually, if you're testing out, they have that peel and stick stuff, which is amazing because you don't always want to paint your wall with a sample pot. So they're really, really handy. I can't remember the names off the top of my head, but they have some gorgeous, really, really rich pigmented kind of
lovely
autumnal colours. Yeah.
This listener, as was questioned right up your street, Jenny, any suggestions on storage solutions for decorations? I've loads of Christmas ones, but we've moved now to a smaller apartment and we've nowhere to really keep them.
Oh, so many. Okay, this topic is just always top of my mind because I do love decorating for Halloween as well, but obviously I don't have have enough room to be storing, you know, Christmas and Halloween and whatever Easter decorations come along. So tip number one, anything flat is amazing, especially for Halloween. This is brilliant. Something you can put in your window. I love having just black cardboard silhouettes cut out and stuck up on the windows. That's really, really, really helpful. Soft furnishings are good. Prints are helpful. You can put them, you can up and down. The second is anything that is consumable or compostable or anything like that, that's not necessarily, you know, that you don't have to keep in store at all between seasons. For Christmas, this is really, you know, chocolates or those, like those golden Lindor Santa Clauses or anything like that. For Halloween, it's obviously pumpkins, even things like branches that you can bring in and you can decorate as a bit of a centerpiece, and you can dot little candles around it and you can drape little cobwebs over it or whatever else it might be. But they don't have to be stored then. They obviously, you know,
yeah, you're getting rid of them.
Straight
where do you store your bigger stuff though?
I have in the eaves in my attic, which would normally just be dead space. I asked my builder to put down flooring in there. So it's not, you know, it's not a space that you'd walk into. It's really just a crawl space in behind my wardrobe. And I just asked him to cut a hole in the wall there that's boarded up that I've stuck a door over.
Clever.
And they are put into kind of vacuum bags that are sealed, that don't get musty, and they're shoved in there. And I tell you, it's a big job every year. Like, it's a crawl space. I have to get in, I have to hunker down, I always bang my head, and then I have to drag the thing out.
No, it's a great shite.
It's handy storage. And under my bed is the second place. I have loads of Christmas bulbs.
Actually,
under the bed.
I got an ottoman bed in the spare room for that reason, because it gives you really decent storage.
Absolutely.
Now, listener is wondering, Emma, can you suggest where they could get nice, unusual looking light shades? They're sick of the normal ones and they'd like to buy something a little bit more wow.
Oh, we do lovely light shades in April and the Bear. I think as well, portable light shades as well, which are very, very handy. Whether you have little, I think actually, especially with rattan light shades are lovely. If they're looking for something with a bit more texture, kind of especially for, you know, Halloween, you're layering your materials. So rattan, things like that are great. And they're from a brand called Firm Living. Firm Living. They are fantastic.
I love them. Yeah,
their quality is amazing. Every time that they come in the door, we're just like, oh my God, they're amazing.
Really?
Yeah, they're stunning. So, so nice.
Your suggestions?
April and the Bear, gorgeous. There's another space, sorry to shout out your competitors, up in Interior called Shady and the Lamp. And they have really cool
fantastic
ones. Lots of tassels, really bold colours, lots of cool fabrics. They're really fun to check out.
On the topic of lights, can you tell me where I can get warmer looking light bulbs? I can't find any that look nice. They're all far too bright.
Anywhere. So what you're looking at there is the Kelvin. So when you're buying your light bulb, you want to be looking at lower Kelvin. So you're looking at below kind of 2700 and down.
Your
will get you
lights.
A warm light. But you should be able to get those.
But
where
do you get them?
Woody's?
Woody's or even Hicken as well. Hicken's a great little shout if they want to go into the showroom and see the light bulbs as well. Also, Industry is great. They have all those light bulbs as well in there too, which are on display. So it gives you a good idea as to the temperature and what you're looking at.
And lights.ie.
Dried flowers. How do I make them work? I gather them up. They look awful in the kitchen though.
I love putting dried flowers are great though. If you have like a lovely clear glass vase with like branches and things like that. Chrysanthemums are lovely as well from the garden. Yeah, I would say like a little glass vase and just kind of stuff them in with branches and things like that. They're lovely, you know.
I think dried flowers can be hard to keep the colour. So you need to pick the flower that you're drying and you almost need a professional touch. Like a shout out to The Crate. They have amazing dried flowers.
Amazing.
They're so, so good. But I think either try to get them nice and colourful, you know, if you're really, really good and you know which ones will dry out and retain their colour. I don't, but you might if you're handy. Or just lean into that bare look and don't bother with lots of different colours. Go for the bare branches and then maybe, you know, put some baby's breath or something, you know, those little kind of cotton white
lovely
between them, or even something like little feathers or something like that, and lean into just that kind of monochrome bare branch look and don't worry too much about the flowers and the petals trying to.
The height of my Halloween interiors now is I have an autumnal wreath on the door.
Oh, I'm all
lovely.
Into that.
Yeah, they're gorgeous.
And that I got in a place at home in Bundoran in Abode, and that's the height now of my Halloween decorations.
That's
that I'm
stunning though. So nice.
But in Christmas I really come into my own. Christmas is it's a whole other setup. Jenny Sheehan, Irish Examiner columnist and former winner of Home of the Year, and Emma Delaney from April and the Bear, their senior interior designer. Thanks a million to you both for joining us on the Home Squad today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan, weekdays at midday on News Talk.